The notion of a national exhibition was born out of the desire to show the man on the street what his country was capable of, initially on the industrial and scientific level. Every 25 years, the hordes would come to gaze in wonder at the latest in technology. Today, in our media-dominated, globalised world, we're no longer amazed by the groundbreaking or the cutting edge. For that reason, the organisers of Expo 02 had to find a new approach. But according to artistic director Martin Heller, it's still a question of showing the Swiss what their country has to offer.
For me, it's also a showcase, but the most important competence in our society is not the economic competence, but it's something which I call a cultural competence. For me, Expo 02 shows the cultural competence of this country, let's say, his capacity to show something which gives an image of this country in a very contemporary way and establishing communication about what is Switzerland and what could be the role of this nation in a globalized world, what could be the role of the concept of a nation in a globalized world, that's something which is behind.
So for the organisers, there was a definite national vision. But others believe there's something of an identity crisis at the heart of Expo. Christoph Buchi is the correspondent in French-speaking Switzerland of the German-language daily The Neue Zürcher Zeitung.
We are in an incredibly information-driven world. We no longer need to go to a national expo to see the latest feats in science and technology. The organizers didn't want this in any case, and they tried to do something entirely different. The question is whether what they did succeeded. We now have a national exhibition that is trying to be neither an exhibition nor national. We see in this expo an overwhelming need not to be nationalist, and curiously and paradoxically, that's quite representative of Switzerland.
There may have been little jingoistic flag-waving at the four expo sites, but organisers like Martin Heller would argue that they did indeed deal with questions like patriotism and homeland. One of the most noticeable aspects of Expo 02 was that it provoked a lively public debate around the question of national identity. Jean-Jacques Demartin was one of the organisers of the 1964 National Exhibition in Lausanne. He says expos remain a unique way of getting people to work together.
Despite the explosion in means of communication, travel, the internet, mobile phones and television, it's important that people come together in one place, or three or four as is the case now, because it represents a great melting pot of the population. The build-up to Expo, and for us in 1964 it was about 4 or 5 years, is just as important as the event itself.
Expo 02 has not been universally praised. It's not alone. Other big exhibitions, such as the Millennium Dome in London or the Universal Exhibition in Hanover, have received equally mixed reviews. An international exhibition in Paris in 2004 has been shelved. Little wonder, then, that here in Switzerland, people have been questioning the relevance of such events. Jean-Jacques Demartin, himself a supporter of the National Expo concept, acknowledges the problem.
We should be proud of ourselves that we've managed to tackle these technical challenges. But it is clearly more difficult to stage a national exhibition in 2002 than in 1964. How to make an impression on the visitor, how to appeal to him to question the future. That's a real challenge because people today are largely indifferent to these kinds of large-scale shows.
There's been little mystery surrounding Expo 02. By the time someone visits the monolith in Murten, the Palace of Equilibrium in Neuchâtel, or the artificial cloud in Yverdon, they'll already have seen it 50 times on the television or in magazines. While the architecture and design of the four Expo sites has been widely praised, there is a feeling that the content is too general and not informative enough. That's why one school of thought, backed by Christoph Buchi, believes a permanent Expo would be a solution.
Why not have a sustainable exhibition where certain themes are dealt with in an in-depth way? Themes like multilingualism or ecology, where Switzerland is, or wants to be, a centre of excellence on the international level. The main problem with this national exhibition is that they've tried to do a bit of everything. They haven't done it that badly, but you can't say that, by international standards, they've done anything really outstanding.
chose qui soit absolument porteur.
To create a permanent exhibition, according to Jean-Jacques Demartine, would be to miss the point of a national exhibition. That is, to focus minds on what the Expo, and by extension Switzerland, is all about.
In 25 years, the world will be different, and the concept of the national exhibition will have to be reinvented accordingly. We have seen that the ways of affecting people have changed, and their mentalities have changed. But a certain number of things remain the same, and these need to be maintained. For example, bringing people together in one place where there are common themes that are important to their understanding of themselves. We must be proud to live here, but open to the future, and we must ask ourselves what we can do in the great concert of nations.
The world we live in is more cynical than that which staged the 1964 National Exhibition. It's far from certain that there'll be another expo in 25 years' time. Will people still feel the need to analyse what being Swiss means and what their nation's role is in the wider world? Martin Heller, for one, hopes they will.
I'm convinced that there will be the necessity of having events of that kind. An event which could unify, which could bring together people, which could be used as a kind of aesthetic or artistic or cultural reflection for the country as a kind of timeout also. This is important for me.